We'll do two things today. One is we'll have a little bit of reading into the next chapter, and we'll also do a little housekeeping as to discussing about exams and etc. So just to begin, we'll read a verse for our purification, and then maybe we'll have a look at some of the other things we need to do. So, we have finished Unit 1, which is the first 10 chapters of the 7th canto. And so today, it is an auspicious day to begin things. Uttara Palgun. And so, things begun. On such a nakshatra confirmed, have a very auspicious result. They say that the singing birds are the whispering voice of Krishna. Okay, so verse, we'll just read one verse and then we'll pause the recording while we do a little housekeeping. So Canto 7, Chapter 11, Text 1. Sri Shuka Uvacha Shutve Hittam Sudhu Sabha Sabajitam Atahamang Granya Urukramat Manaham Yudhishthira dachapate vedanvitaha prapaccha bhuyas tanyam svayambhuvaha. Sukadeva Goswami continued, after hearing about the activities and character of Prahlad Maharaj, which are adored and discussed among great personalities like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, Yudhishthira Maharaj, the most respectful king among exalted personalities, again inquired from the great saint Narada Muni in a mood of great pleasure. So, of course, we have heard about Prahlad Maharaj, and we know that Prahlad Maharaj considered, because Vaishnava is always humble, that, you know, somehow the Lord has given him great mercy, touching him on the head. And even though he was born in a family of those in Raja and Tama, in a family of demons, and he considered that, you know, this is a, you know, the glories of the Supreme Lord Krishna in his form as Narasimhadev, that as Bhakta Vatsala, he's very, very merciful to his devotees and receiving. You know, the most wonderful benedictions from the Lord. And of course, Prahlad Maharaj, he also credited, this is the Lord's nature, but this merciful nature, you know, becomes manifest in one's life when one is getting the blessings of the Vaishnava guru, such as Narada Muni. And so, you know, the Lord touched him on the head and blessed him and you know, confirmed his spiritual status, his eternal spiritual status. And, you know, he understood that this was not bestowed upon personalities such as Brahma Brahma, of course, wasn't born. He is addressed as Svayambhu because he wasn't born of any, mother and father, not as a result of Rajas and Tamas. But he was born directly from the personality of Godhead, so certainly a very elevated position. And somehow, still, he didn't get, Prahlad, saw that the Lord is touching him on the head, but the others are, he's not doing that for the others. Lord Shiva is considered even more exalted than Lord Brahma, because Lord Brahma is a jiva. But Lord Shiva is on the platform in between Vishnu and the jiva, closer to Vishnu, the personality of Godhead. And even Lakshmi, who's more exalted than even Lord Shiva, who's the spiritual energy, the Adini Shakti of the Lord. That the Lord was giving Prahlad that benediction, that mercy, and not them, even in his presence. So, he was. So therefore, naturally, after this incident, Brahma and Shiva will be saying, "Did you see that? How lucky, how fortunate, how wonderful! What a great devotee! Where would you see that? You don't see that." So they're discussing, the glories of Prahlad Maharaj, something beyond what they can, imagine like that. And so Yudhisthira has been hearing about these activities of Prahlad, which are astonishing, even to personalities like Brahma, Shiva, Lakshmi, and Yudhisthira, of course, is also very astonished about his personality, and he's very happy to hear this from Narada Muni, and so he wants to hear some more from Narada Muni about this. So, this canto here called, section, the Perfect Society, four classes, this deals with the system. How the universe is organized by great personalities such as Prahlad Maharaj, who, from this point on, ruled over the universe and made sure that everything was being done according to this Devi Varnasram. And so we hear how everything was nicely done. And so we hear about how great personalities such as Prahlad Maharaj rule the world according to this, in the perfect way. That's how we will hear that. The perfect leader will rule in the perfect way. So that's what we will hear. So we'll just leave it there for a moment. So we might just pause that.